Thank you, Pete. Out of curiosity, I have not dealt with the community industrial classification on this commission before. It appears that you have from time to time. Community industrial has absolutely zero meaning to me on its face. I'm troubled by that, but I'm wondering if you have any genesis of why community industrial is community industrial. Industrial is industrial. Light industrial is light industrial. Heavy industrial is heavy industrial. And community industrial has no meaning to me.
In part, if my I have old knees too, so my memory is failing as well, but it's a form of freedom, as I have been told. An example that comes immediately to mind is East Pearl, where you have a lot of local shops, repair operations, small printing operations, those things. The notion of community industrial was to provide locations in the Boulder Valley that would allow locally owned, locally operated, small-scale, small employer enterprises to continue to exist in the Boulder Valley rather than being squeezed out by, you know, perhaps larger corporate operations or entrepreneurial activities. It was really to try and maintain that sort of indigenous, locally owned and operated type of small community-based service enterprise operation.
Is there any additional language in this definition other than what we have in our dockets on page 6? And I think that's exactly what Hannah had on the screen as well, the last full paragraph for community industrial classification. We're seeing it out of the context of the code, obviously.
That's the literal, that's the verbatim language from the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan Land Use Designation Map. Okay. The zoning district has different colorations on, or different subsets of types of community industrial, performance industrial, light industrial, mixed use, et cetera. That was one reason why we were curious as to whether or not the city had been approached for perhaps a change in the land use designation for this property that might more closely fit the multiple uses that they were discussing as an alternative to either going strictly through the county zoning or going the annexation route.
Okay. I don't see anywhere in the docket where there's anything that describes that difference of designation to us. Is there? Am I missing something? You said that within community industrial, there's different levels that are color-coded.
In the zoning.
Okay.
The city zoning. The land use designation map is just the general category of land use. We didn't look into the zoning specifically because we're operating on the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan land use designation map. Okay.